Here's a thought I'm titling, Time for It to Marinate. It certainly does seem as though Instagram has, well, taken over the world of photography. Everybody I know has an Instagram account. Everybody I know shares their images on Instagram. It's probably the biggest thing to hit photography since Facebook. Well, I don't participate in Instagram because there's a philosophical foundation to Instagram which I kind of disagree with, a lot, actually. And that is the idea with Instagram is that you can take a picture and post it to the world so everybody can see it almost instantaneously. Literally, within seconds of making the image, you can broadcast it for everybody to see. Which I think is just not the best way to produce work, particularly for those of us who are trying to do something that's a bit more, what, serious, a bit more sincere, I should say, a bit more towards the fine art end of the spectrum rather than the snapshot end of the spectrum. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm just a turtle. But I know that when I go slowly, I see things that are more subtle. I see ideas that I want to incorporate in the photograph, or maybe simple dodging and burning or cloning or whatever, cropping, that I didn't see the first time around. It's not that I don't ever see the first time around, you know, more or less in a finished state, but way more often than not, it takes time for the image to fully mature in my vision before it stabilizes into something that I'm likely to be happy with in the long run. I need to think about the images for a little bit. I need to have my thought process about them mature a little bit. Sometimes the meaning and the metaphors that are in the photograph take time to ripen. And if I don't give them that time, I run the risk of never seeing the deeper levels that might be communicated in one of my photographs, or that is being communicated, but that I don't want to be communicated. Maybe I have to take something out to make the image stronger, but I don't know what that something is until I've lived with it for a while. This is why I take images that I've printed and I put them up on the wall with either magnets or thumbtacks or double sticky tape, so that I can look at them over time in different moods, in different light. Because invariably, I see things when I've lived with an image for a while that I don't see instantaneously at the moment that I snap the shutter or the moment when I first process the image. And that's the problem with Instagram. It motivates people. It pushes people. It invites people. It seduces people into posting their images quickly. And I think maybe for some kinds of images, you know, if you want to share with your friends the wonderful meal you're about to eat, well, maybe that's appropriate for Instagram. Or maybe it's appropriate for Instagram to post something that you have lived with for a while, and it is mature in your mind's eye, and you are happy to post it up and share it with the world, but of course, those images get tossed in with all the others, maybe even from you, but certainly from other people that haven't had that opportunity to mature and ripen. Photography is an instantaneous art, or at least that's what we've been told our whole lives, that photography is, compared to painting, for example, an instantaneous pursuit. You push the button, we do the rest. Pictures in 60 seconds. All that stuff has been part of photography going way, way, way back. But it seems to me that that caters to a certain kind of mentality that eliminates the incredibly important part of letting an image mature over time so that we can think about it more deeply, so that we can process it more effectively, so that we can say something that's perhaps more meaningful.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.